Have you heard the story that's about a guy who lives in a bank that is really close by?
The Capital One Cafe is his home, no doubt, where customers bank and get their cash out.
There's no fees or minimums on checking accounts, so your money stays. Most Capital One Cafes are open all 7 days. This magical place, as some people might call it, is where the Capital One bank guy says,
"What's in your wallet?"
Such a lovely tale.
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
The analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Okay, so today we're digging into something pretty significant out of Ecuador. This new platform called Singe. That's S-I-N-G-E-I. The Sistema Nacional de Inventarios de Gases de Efecto Invernadero.
Right. A national greenhouse gas inventory system.
Exactly. And our mission really is to unpack what this digital platform means. It's meant to institutionalize climate data, make things transparent. But, you know, the big question is always, does this actually speed things up? Does it help tackle that notorious government policy lag?
Well, that seems to be the core idea. It's positioned as an institutional solution, not just a tech fix. The Ministry of Environment and Energy launched it, working with the UN Environment Program, FFLACBIT.
So some heavy hitters involved.
Definitely. And the aim is to create this single central place for, you know, reliable, verifiable data on GHG emissions and absorptions, trying to move past those scattered, maybe sometimes clunky reporting methods they had before.
That sounds like the key difference, doesn't it? Because national inventories, let's be honest, can often feel like these massive, slow spreadsheets that are out of date almost as soon as they're published. How do we know Singe isn't just, well, a fancier digital filing cabinet?
That's a fair question.
And I'm really interested in the scope. What sectors are feeding into this? Especially, are they getting data that's typically really hard to pin down accurately?
Yeah, and that's where it gets interesting, I think. The scope seems designed to address exactly that sort of sluggishness you mentioned. It pulls data from five key areas: energy, agriculture, industrial processes, waste.
Okay, the usual suspects.
Right, but also, and this is the big one, land use change, and forestry. You know, UTC, UTS.
Yes, getting solid annual numbers for that sector is where so many countries really struggle, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a notoriously complex, so including it directly is pretty ambitious.
Okay, so if Ecuador's policy decisions are going to lean on this data, it has to be rock solid. How does Singe make sure the information meets international standards and, you know, is actually usable for policy?
Well, they seem to be quite strict about following the global rulebook. It uses the methodologies from the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That's standard.
Right.
But crucially, it also lines up with the Enhanced Transparency Framework, the ETF of the Paris Agreement.
Okay, and the ETF isn't just about reporting, is it? It involves more scrutiny.
Exactly. The ETF mandates standardized reporting and international review. So this isn't just Ecuador saying, here's our data. It's designed to be audited, compared globally year after year. It makes the inventory, well, audit-proof, theoretically.
Okay, so internationally validated rigor. But let's bring back home. What does that mean on the ground in Ecuador? The vice minister talked about the system making the state more agile and articulated for decarbonization. What does that agility actually look like for, say, climate projects or for you, the listener, trying to understand their progress?
Right, agile. I think if you connect it to the bigger picture, agility really means speed and responsiveness. By institutionalizing this whole inventory process, meaning the government runs it continuously, not just hiring consultants for one-off reports, you dramatically shorten that reporting cycle.
Okay, so instead of policy being based on data that's maybe a year and a half old.
Exactly. You could potentially cut that lag down significantly, maybe reacting to data that's only 6 months old, perhaps even less in some areas eventually. Mm. And when that data is faster and highly credible, internationally verified, well, that helps mobilize capital. It builds confidence.
Confidence both domestically and internationally.
Yes. And that ties into their leadership ambitions. This system, Singe, it acts like the backbone for other initiatives. Take the Ecuador Carbono Cero program, PSE.
Right, the one with hundreds of companies involved.
Over 600, yeah.
Yeah.
Companies committing to cut emissions. Hmm. Singe provides that verified data needed to track those commitments, to prove reductions, which is absolutely essential if you want to attract serious private sector investment for compensation projects and meet national targets.
So pulling it all together then, This Sinjai platform isn't just a technical upgrade. It sounds like a structural shift, embedding transparency and auditability right into the foundation of how Ecuador plans to drive policy and attract funding for its climate goals.
That seems to be the objective, making transparency non-negotiable.
Okay.
But, you know, this raises a really important question, I think, for all of us watching these kinds of developments. We see this robust system being built for data collection, for measuring success. But can data transparency alone, even if it's perfectly implemented like this aims to be, actually generate the political will and drive the kind of rapid economic changes needed to hit those critical climate deadlines fast enough?
Data is crucial, but is it sufficient? That's definitely something to think about, something to mull over until our next deep dive. And if you found this deep dive valuable today and you want more insights like this, please do consider subscribing and maybe share it with a friend who might find it interesting. We really appreciate your support and you spending your time with us.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.